Hey, if you signed up for our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event on the 25th day of January, that's a Friday evening at 6 o'clock. You're invited to come in and share a meal with myself and Jackie Vakes, Paul Cooley, Wayne Nelson, Gary Schnitke will be there. Steve Freed from ADM Investor Services will be along. And Orion Samuelson will be there to sign copies of his brand new book. That's the 25th day of January. Look on our website at willag.org in the calendar and then for Voices of Illinois Agriculture. And get yourself registered today. On the phone line now to take a look at the cash grain market is Tara Oliver. She's at the Andersons there in Logansport at the ethanol plant. Thanks so much, Tara, for talking with us today.
Yeah, not a problem.
Well, back and busy again on these first few days of January, or still waiting for corn and soybean corn to arrive at the plant?
No, actually, we did have quite a few people anxious to start rolling in with January contracts, and it seems, you know, there is some natural movement here at the first of the year. So the truck line was definitely steady today, and we'd probably expect to can see that continue through the week. I mean, really, there's quite a few people who made some sales ahead of time here, so now just trying to get some grain moved out of the bins, core bins, whatever it may be, just to get a little bit flow in here.
All right, sales or contracts already made. How about new sales? Anybody moving grain to you?
Not much. New sales have actually been pretty quiet. There has been a little bit of, you know, basis pressure, I think, here, especially if you look in the past month. We've seen some basis pressure for kind of this January time frame and maybe even a little bit into February that's enticed a little bit of selling. But with the board really dropping off these past couple weeks, selling's been pretty light, and I think most people are going to try and hold out and see if this thing can rebound a little bit.
From your vantage point there in Logansport, as you look out at the oil processors in the area for soybeans, are they hunting down new contracts?
Yeah, the bean processors are certainly looking to get some beans in and are aggressive. We've seen the bean basis in our area especially start to strengthen here over the past month, and it doesn't quite seem that they've, you know, really gotten their fill yet. So they're still, you know, looking to get aggressive for some beans and get some moving in there.
Your bids for the day?
Cash price tonight at Delphi on corn is $7.08, climber $7.13, and cash beans at Delphi are $13.98.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tara Oliver is with the Andersons. She's at the climber's facility there in Logansport, Indiana. Joins us on the closing market report on this Wednesday afternoon. Back in a couple of minutes with the weather forecast.